it. I got a feeling, Brady, we're going to get a lot of texts on this next story. Breaking news that just came down a few minutes ago.
Yeah, the Red Sox are looking into and trying to figure out a way, basically, to get rid of the street name that Fenway Park sits on, Yawkey Way. Basically, the Red Sox, John Henry, the owner, is on board with trying to change the name of Yawkey Way and end the historic name of the place where Fenway sits. Yawkey, noted as a racist, the Red Sox, the last team to segregate, did not integrate until 1959, the last major league team to do so. So John Henry knows that the Yawkey name comes with a bigoted history, and the Red Sox, in the current state of this country, want to disassociate from that.
12 years after Jackie Robinson, I believe, got into the major leagues, the Red Sox finally got their first black player up to the Boston Red Sox, and he comes across, and if you look up his Wikipedia page, it will go through a whole section about him being a racist, how he was the owner and he was the last guy to bring up African-American players or bring up black players. It was 12 years after Jackie Robinson had first got into the major leagues. It seems pretty strong that he did come, that he was a racist. I'm all for this, Brady. And by the way, we've always had the racist connotations of coming to Boston. We've talked about this before, where I said it's tough to get people as free agents to come to Boston because of the race relations going on. And then you've mentioned Price and a few others, but really they're so far and few between. They're not like all the other cities out there. I mean, there's some small cities getting bigger free agents, and I think this is the right step. I'm curious to see what Red Sox fans are going to say, because they're more tied into the history of this team than we are, Brady.
I think it's the right move also. In terms of logistically, it's actually not that difficult. Yawkey Way only has two inhabitants, okay? It only has the Red Sox, and it only has the merchandise shop across from Fenway Park. Those are the only two vendors that make up Yawkey Way. So you need 100% of the vendors on your street in agreement. They need just the two, the Red Sox and the merchandisers. The merchandisers said that they are okay with changing the name, so they'll be two for two in that regard. Then they've got to take it to City Council, and City Council will discuss a possible name change. So in terms of getting it to happen, it seems fairly easy. Now, should it happen? We're both in agreement that it should.
Yeah.
And how do I think Red Sox will feel? I don't know that Red Sox fans will really care. Most of the Red Sox fans now...
Well, he passed away back
in the 70s. He passed away back in the 70s.
Okay.
So most of the Red Sox fans that associate with Yawkey's ownership and are aware of Yawkey's ownership, most of them, they're either not around anymore, or some of them were very young then and don't remember his ownership. I don't think this is a big deal to the fans, because most people don't have a personal relationship or personal attachment to Yawkey. It's just the history that goes behind the stadium, and I don't think that matters. If you changed it to David Ortiz Way, as John Henry has said, maybe, I think fans would like that better.
I agree with you on that, but then take it a step further. If we're going to rename streets because people were racist, and I'm all for that, can you say the same thing about Hall of Fames? Do you start taking people out that were racist? Who was the
Ty Cobb?
Do you take him out of the Hall of Fame, Brady? Or do you say, okay, no, well, we're racist in because it's really what you did on the field, not so much your attitude? I mean, OJ's in. We know about that. I mean, do you start taking racists out of Hall of Fames, Brady?
No, I think that is what you did on the field. And I think you just – I'm all for the steroid era in baseball, putting people – not – having a plaque in the Hall of Fame, but having these people, having the steroid wing, basically. You know, basically the tainted eras of the sport. The Hall of Fame is the museum. And I'm all for the steroid era having its own wing in the museum. And if you want to put in the museum, a section about the Negro Leagues, which they have. You want to put in a section about
the League of their Own. They have the
League of their Own.
That's fantastic. I love that.
The women's in baseball, they've got an area for Latin players as well. If you do want to start to put in things that say, look, America, baseball was developing
what,
at a time. baseball was developing at a time when America was still developing its views on things, and sometimes, you know, our players reflected some of the bad parts of society.
We had a league where black players weren't allowed to play baseball. So, you know, they said some of the best players were in the Negro Leagues before they got to integrate with Major League Baseball, Brady.
I think the Yawkey Way change, I think it makes perfect sense. Again, I don't think that it does anything to the Red Sox or their fans other than alter just the address. address that you're going to type in to your GPS as well. I think it's a positive move.
Is this the only team and only possible problem with that, or I don't know?
Well, I don't know that off the top of my head.
I mean, I know you would, but I mean, is this going to be a trend? Do you think this will be a trend coming up where people start renaming streets and all that type of stuff? You
know? I think a lot of teams do have their street be a player or a figure from their organization, you know, Vin Scully Avenue or whatever it is, Vin Scully Way. The Mariners play at the corner of Edgar and Dave.
Right.
I think a lot of, if this were...
They didn't want to name a street after Pete Rose because of the gambling thing.
If this were the corner, if the Red Sox played at the corner of Big Poppy and Pedro, I don't think people would care that. The corner of Ted and Yaz, I don't think people would care that much. I don't think this is that big a deal. The only other flip side of this is the Yawkey Foundation gives a whole lot of money still to the Red Sox. And again, financial stuff reading this breaking is a little bit over my head at the moment. But there's like $420 million at least in a fund set up by the Yawkey family. And I'm not saying you keep the name for the money. I'm just saying understand, well, logistically it's easy to change the name. There could be some other complications.
Are you saying they lose out on the $420 million?
That's not being talked about right now.
Yawkey
is going to continue to be tied into the Red Sox through this money, and this money does go to charity. Look at it on that side too. This money does go to charities, does go to good causes. So,
Brady, am I so stood by my principles that I'm willing to pass up on all that money that's going to go to charity? That, I guess that's another way to take a look at it. You know, if that's true, who knows to say if we take it away, they'll say, well, now you don't get the charity money.
And I don't know what would happen. All I can say
that is scary though.
Yeah. All I can say is that even if the name gets changed, the Red Sox are going to be tied into Yawkey through this money. But I think changing the name is absolutely the right move.
Not a lot of text on it. I don't know. Maybe people just don't care about it. Brian in Richmond said, hey, only constant in life is change. So he doesn't seem like he's bothered by it, Rady. And what's the other one from Doug and Swan?
Doug and Swan says, when we went to break, Arnie said, you're going to want to hear this. I'm not kidding. He said, just say I'm honest. You're going to want to hear it. He says, honesty is the best policy. Don't tell us you're joking.
Wow. Look at that. But it was a good story, was it not? I mean, I thought you guys would be all over that. Maybe I overestimated the story.
Do Red Sox fans care? I really don't think they will because I think
it was so long ago.
I think we're at a time, where if you were somebody who was 30 years old or whatever and was attached to the Yawkey name, you're probably too old to really care at the moment. And if you were someone that was just growing up, 5, 6 years old, you were probably too young to remember Yawkey.
Well, I was about
this
to say,
is the perfect time.
I think people like you, the millennials, care more about this because, I mean, obviously they're more into politics, race relations, and because of what happened, obviously, in Charlottesville and what's going on in London. I think they're like, hey, yeah, let's go ahead, let's be behind this and have the name change.
Be behind it, be proactive. It's the right time in the country, and it's the right time for Boston. You've said a lot. Boston has this history or this stigma of being racist.
That's what Bill Russell says.
If you want to break that, then I think disassociating yourself with people that have been racist would be a good thing.